As this portion of AM 930's Spotlight on Lorain is brought to you by Lorain County Board of Mental Health, their crisis hotline is available 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-888-6161. Charlie Neff joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'll take some deep breaths and kind of enjoy the view from my end because I get to look out over the lake. What's new with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health? What are some of the things you're...
Well, one of the things we have been working on is out of the Community Health Improvement Survey that was conducted a few years ago, we had some specific questions added to the survey to try to figure out what people saw as barriers to seeking mental health care when they thought they might need it. And one of those that was identified was the lack of transportation. And so what we've done is we're preparing an RFP to be released shortly for providing transportation services to individuals so that they can get to their mental health appointments. We're also going to include getting them to and from a pharmacy if they need a medication filled, and also to their physical health care appointments if they're a consumer or a client of one of our agencies. So we're excited about that. We feel that it will be a good thing for us to do, because if people can't get to their appointments, they're not getting the help they need. And if people can't get to their appointments, then the agencies have a therapist sitting there with nobody to see for an hour, and that's a costly thing to anybody to try to maintain those things. So our hope is just to be able to do what we can to make sure we get people connected.
You mentioned, was it RFP?
Yes, a request for proposals. So this is something that we will be advertising for bids because we anticipate the contract will exceed the $50,000 that would require that. So we'll be putting that in the newspapers and advertising it.
Is this a common problem everywhere, or maybe unique to Lorain County because there is no real countywide transit program?
It's I think it's exacerbated here. One of my staff members and I a couple of weeks ago went over to Lake County and visited with the staff of their board. They're coordinating transportation for their people as well, but they're coordinating it through their Lake Transit system. We have some facilities that are on transit routes, but many of our agencies are not on transit routes. So some of the things we've done besides this, or prior to this already, is we have services that can be delivered in the home. We have services that are delivered in the schools. So we've reached some people that maybe would have a challenge in getting to an office setting. But if they need to see a physician, they're not going to the homes. They're not doing that. So we need to figure out how to get them where they need to be and back home again when their appointment's over. And we're going to try to structure this so that they spend a minimal amount of time in the car. They are waiting for their ride home after their appointment. It'll need to be pretty tightly coordinated with whoever we end up selecting as the provider of transportation services. So
you're taking away all the excuses for people. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people say, I just can't get there. So now you're going to try to provide a way for them to get there. When you think of sort of reasons why people maybe not seek the mental health issues, maybe there's a stigma, maybe they just don't think to, maybe they don't think it's for them, but you're looking at, it's interesting, there's sort of a practical reason, just because people can't get there.
There were a lot of reasons that were cited in the survey, and to us it was clear that some of them were actual real things, and some of them were perceptions, so that leads to, okay, we need to do more public education about our system. One of the reasons given was that, oh, I simply can't afford it. Well, in Lorain County, nobody is denied mental health services because they can't pay for them. That's what our local property tax levies go for. They cover the cost of services for people that can't afford them. So we need to just make sure people know that. But transportation's a real thing. You know, we've still got families out there that you may have two or three families who are reliant upon one vehicle that's kind of iffy, and it might start or it might not start, or depending on a friend for a ride, and then something comes up with your friend and then you can't get there. And so it's just, like you said, it's trying to knock down those things that are keeping people from getting what they need.
another way, I guess, also is try to bring the services to them as close as possible, but you can't be everywhere for everybody.
Right. Well, like I said, we do have services that they will go in the home to do counseling, but those are limited, okay? And some people don't want services in their home for whatever reason, and that's okay. We work in the schools with the youth. And with the families at home during the summertime, while school's out, we don't do anything. But it's just a way to try to make sure we can get people where they need to be.
Is the face of counseling changing in that, you know, people have traditional work schedules? Do you try to work around that, do more things in the evening, more things on the weekend, more things at home?
We have, it has definitely changed from when I came in the field 31 years ago. It was all pretty much office-based, and you had a standing appointment at 10 o'clock on every Tuesday, and, you know, you got your 50-minute hour, and that was the traditional way of delivering services, and that's changed a lot. We have a lot of extended hours, and we have had for many, many, many years now, with recognizing that why should we be taking children out of school in the middle of the day to go to an appointment? Why don't they go to their appointment after school's over or see them at school? And so there's that. We have a walk-in. You know, they have days at agencies where people can simply just walk in for an appointment and be seen the same day. So, you know, it's all about trying to make our services convenient to people and accessible to people and affordable. Because if we don't do those things, people aren't going to get the help that they need.
Well, you also have online with your website where people can get information. We've talked in the past about that the survey or it's the
depression screening.
It's a screening, yes. Or something. So there is some of those parts of that where people who aren't sure go to your website or whatever can kind of get an idea. Not that they're going to try to self-diagnose, but it's just a matter of just them seeing whether what services are out there for them.
Yeah, it's real short. It's only 10 questions, but if your answers are consistent with depression, it's not a diagnostic tool, just like you said. All it's saying is, you know, you might want to talk to somebody. And here's some specific Lorain County resources that can help you. Instead of getting some national hotline number, we've gotten the software company to tailor that to our local information, our agencies, how to contact them, where they're located, and as well as our crisis if somebody's really contemplating hurting themselves. So,
and they may find that there's even agencies or offices in their neighborhood nearby, because things are not always labeled, you know, mental health or something. Just may have some other kind of a name, or it's an office that you're never quite sure, you know, what's practiced there, but it kind of gives a detail.
That kind of leads into another thing that we are working on or looking at doing, and it's, for a better word, we've been referring to it as a navigator. And the idea is we may add a position at the board to function as a navigator for people who call to get connected to services. Because we know that depending on the issue that the person's trying to work through, there are specific programs that have greater success rates because of their therapeutic approaches than others. It's much like if you go to the doctor, they may refer you to this specialist or that specialist. So if it's a trauma issue, or it's a self-harming behavior, or it's an oppositional defiant behavior, parent-child conflict, there are specific programs that have shown through evidence and research that they're the most effective approaches. So our idea there is, if we can do a brief interview on the phone, instead of handing somebody a list of, here's 17 agencies, good luck. And they start going down the list, and they get connected, but it might not be to the ideal program that they should be connected to. What we want to try to do is to help them get connected, and even with them on the phone with us, if they want, call the specific agency and set an appointment for them. And then we can say, do you need transportation for your appointment? So we're going to get you connected, we're going to get you an appointment, we're going to then make sure you're able to get to your appointment. So we're trying to do everything we can to try to make sure that people get to the right place the first time, get the right care the first time, and have the best chance of being successful and recovering and going on with their lives.
Sometimes you only get one chance. I mean, if they're connected, you reach out for them for some reason. You want to make sure that that's, if they're reaching out, you get them hooked and you bring them into the services.
Right. And, you know, I think people can get frustrated that didn't work, so they don't understand that maybe it just wasn't the right service. So we're looking at all those things. We've got a series of meetings internally that we're looking at this, and these are just ideas I'm kicking around here this morning with you that I think we're going to push to have done. And none of it's been approved by the board of directors yet, but I think they're going to be in charge of doing good things.
We appreciate you bringing in on this little sub-meeting that we're having here.
So. We got the breaking news right here.
We'll see how it is. But it's one of those things you kind of just come up, you know, sort of figure out what works, what didn't work, and try it again. And you've been in this industry for a long time. You see how things have changed, and you know that that's change is going to be inevitable for a lot about that. Charlie Neff with the Lorain County Board of Mental Health, thank you for coming in. And people can go to the website, which is lcmhb.org. Phone number also is 1-800-888-6161. Their crisis hotline available 24 hours a day. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. It's always interesting to hear what's new going on at the Lorain County Board of Mental Health.